This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Kids grow up so fast, but maybe not as fast as they used to. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. Teenagers are taking longer to grow up. That's at least the suggestion in a study published recently in the journal Child Development. It finds that teens today are less likely to drive, have sex, or drink alcohol than previous generations. They're also much less likely to have paid work. And it's not because they're spending more time on homework or extracurricular activities. From our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, about 75% of high school seniors had some kind of paid job during the school year.
And it now, since 2010, has hovered around 55%.
Jean Twenge is co-author of this study, also featured in her new book, iGen. The recession, competition from older workers, and unpaid internships have all played a role in falling youth employment. But Twenge says teenagers are also waiting longer to get driver's licenses and to date.
Teens are taking longer to take on both the responsibilities and the pleasures of adulthood.
By not working, teens are missing out on both income and skills, like decision-making and independence. Amy Lloyd is with the advocacy group Jobs for the Future.
There's this vicious circle of needing to have work-based learning experience in order to get a job, but in order to get a job, one needs job experience.
Lloyd says schools can help by partnering with businesses to teach workplace skills. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Uber Technologies said Thursday it told potential investor SoftBank about its massive data breach before it told the public. The company says this was before its investigation was complete. Uber is hoping SoftBank will invest $10 billion for a 14% stake in the ride-hailing company. Black Friday is new in Europe, but it appears to be taking. Enough so that Amazon employees in Italy are using the occasion to go on strike. Italian workers at Amazon's largest distribution center in that country are walking off the job. The BBC's David Willey joins me now from Rome to chat more about this. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How big is this strike and what do these workers want?
Well, they say that they're being forced to work very hard for less pay, and they want better working conditions. But of course, Amazon is saying that they're already being paid more than retail distribution workers. I think the problem arises because only about half the workforce, that's to say the people who are actually working today on Black Friday, are under regular contract. The others are part-time workers who are called in when Amazon gets busy. But certainly Amazon and other big American companies here in Italy are increasing online sales. It's the big new development in retail distribution here.
I was going to ask, how big of a thing is Black Friday in Europe?
Well, when I first came to live in Italy, it was I'd never heard the phrase, but I noticed that it's been adopted. They don't say Venerdì Nero, which would be the Italian for it. They say Black Friday. It's also interesting to me that Italy isn't the only country here which has been affected by strike action. German Amazon is on strike, I believe, in six different distribution centers in Germany.
Between strikes in Italy and now in Germany, how big of a disruption could this be to Amazon in Europe?
Well, it's only a 24-hour strike. Presumably they'll be able to pick up again tomorrow. It's going to be a bit of a glitch, I think, and clearly they may not be able to keep up their promises of delivery in 24 or 48 or whatever it is hours.
The BBC's David Willey, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
A UN-backed campaign against corruption in Guatemala is under threat. That could be a problem for Central America's largest economy. Guatemala depends on international loans and investment, but those loans are often tied to progress against corruption, which Guatemala's president appears to be thwarting. Lorna Matalone reports from Guatemala City.
They're putting the finishing touches on a clinic in the capital, one of the many public works projects paid for by international loans or investment. But these days, the sound of construction's being drowned out by protest. For weeks, many Guatemalans have railed against their president, former TV comedian Jimmy Morales. A political rookie, he won in 2015 with the slogan, "Neither corrupt nor a thief." The previous president's in jail on charges by UN-backed prosecutors in a massive bribery case. Then, in late August, Morales made this statement.
De declarar persona non grata al señor Iván Velázquez Gómez.
He declared the UN's top prosecutor in Guatemala, Iván Velázquez, persona non grata, ordering his expulsion. That 2 days after the prosecutor announced a probe into the president's campaign finances. The expulsion was blocked by the courts. Anti-government protests are growing. Gabriel Wares with the civil society group Justicia Ya, Justice Now.
We have to have anti-corruption strategies in place.
He says there's deep concern about foreign investment.
Because many of our basic public services like health services and public transports, they work because they have the support from the international community.
Guatemala receives loans from groups like the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank, entities that tie their loans to progress against corruption. In an email, Guatemalan Central Bank President Sergio Resino stated those loans are secure for now, but he added other foreign investors might hold off until the crisis subsides. Here's Guatemalan economist Roberto Wagner, the country's former consul in London.
Loans are going to affect the way government works in the short term, and we may have a crisis because of that.
Members of both major U.S. political parties have denounced the attempt to remove Prosecutor Velázquez, saying the standoff may put U.S. assistance at risk. In Guatemala City, I'm Lorne Matalon for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.